While many people living outside metropolitan areas are struggling to make ends meet, according to one estimate, there are now 60,000 jobs in regional Australia that are going unfilled. The challenge for government is to create policies that attract people to take up those jobs in regional Australia and keep them there. Oliver Gordon reports.
Michael Vogel runs a farm near Warrnambool on Victoria's Great Ocean Road.
We milk around 2,000 dairy cows.
10 years ago, his business was doing it tough and the farmer was getting ready to downsize.
Because we didn't have access to labour, we were looking at scaling our business right back down.
Since then, immigrants from Uzbekistan, the Philippines and Ukraine have worked on Michael Vogel's farm. But when it comes to upskilling his employees for the future, this second-generation farmer runs into trouble.
So the biggest difficulty that we face is these guys come and really integrate well into our business. They bring a terrific skill set, but we lack that certainty of any long-term visas or permanent residency. And as a result, our business can't really invest in these people for the long haul.
Mr. Vogel's farm and the challenges that he's had in the past until these migrants have came on board is a similar story that we're hearing around the country.
Samantha McIntosh is the chair of the lobby group Regional Capitals Australia. She wants the federal government to find ways to keep people in the regions after they've earned their permanent residencies.
We absolutely believe that consistent continuity and support for these migrants to stay in the region will help our regions prosper.
Federal Population Minister Alan Tudge says the Morrison government is committed to filling the gaps in regional towns. It was a subject on the agenda at yesterday's gathering of federal, state and territory treasurers in Canberra. Alan Tudge says a new population framework unveiled at the meeting will help address concerns of regional businesses.
So our population plan is in fact designed to support some of those regional areas and smaller cities and provide more people there, including in places like Warrnambool.
But a group like Regional Capitals Australia still isn't convinced. It wants more done to help regional businesses like Michael Vogel's hold on to their best workers. The dairy farmer himself believes it's all about helping everyone play their part in the nation's immigration success story.
My grandfather was a Dutch immigrant who came over in the 50s, arrived in Australia with nothing. It's the same story. It's an immigrant story. We come with nothing and we make something of ourselves.
Dairy farmer Michael Vogel's ending Oliver Gordon's report.